This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Washington. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Hundreds of Harris County residents packed a two-hour-long town hall meeting in Herman Park on Wednesday night about a proposed eminent domain project that would take nearly 9 acres of parkland. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno says it was one of many town hall meetings about the plan, but the first one hosted by the Parks Conservancy Organization.
The CEO of Harris County's public health system and the leader of the Parks Conservancy presented different outlooks on the project to expand Bent Hob, one of Harris County's only level one trauma facilities. While the project is said to alleviate crowding issues inside the hospital, Kara Lambright, the CEO of Herman Park Conservancy, calls the tract of land essential and an anchor of the Conservancy's 2017 Park Development Master Plan.
This is not just a small piece of land. It connects our circulation systems and it supports future park improvements. Really, it plays a central role in addressing one of the most urgent issues we face today at Herman Park, and that's parking and access.
Another public hearing will take place during a January Commissioner's Court meeting before a final vote on the eminent domain proceedings in March. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The Houston City Council approved a $30 million demolition program for blighted buildings yesterday. Even with more than 2,300 buildings in line for demolition, 7 council members voted against the measure. They were concerned about the funding source, the city's dedicated stormwater fund. Mayor John Whitmire's administration argues many blighted buildings cause drainage issues due to debris runoff and illegal dumping. Councilmember Sally Alcorn voted against the measure.
I want every bit of money in the stormwater fund set on clear infrastructure maintenance and improvements. And to me, it's just too much of a stretch to use that money for building demolition.
The measure passed with the support of 8 council members and Whitmire. In sports, the Rockets fell to the Portland Trailblazers 103-102. The Rockets are staying in Portland to take on the Trailblazers in their next game coming up tomorrow. They're currently 6th in the Western Conference. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.